So Don, what are your views on hunting's role in conservation? Obviously, in your position, with your recognition, you get to talk to a lot of people and state your views, and people will listen. So, why don't you give us a glimpse of what that might sound like?
Well, I think hunting's role in conservation can't be underestimated. I think if you talk about conservation around the world, but certainly in this country, I mean, the original conservationists were all hunters, right? The national park system was founded by hunters, whether it's the Teddy Roosevelts of the world, or all of those guys. Conservation started and was started by hunters, and I think it will continue to be led by hunters. People like to say, well, everything's, what about taking pictures? There's ultimately the passion that I think that hunters have for conservation, for the animals they pursue, has allowed those populations to come back because, these are people that are really willing to put their money where their mouth is. They're spending a lot of money. They'll donate a lot of money. Look at the work that, Ducks Unlimited has done. Look at the work that, National Wild Turkey Federation has done, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, preserving the habitat of the animals that we love to pursue. So, I mean, to me, hunting and conservation, it's one and the same. The people that I know that are passionate about hunting are passionate about preserving lands for the future. For me, it's about making sure that the same opportunities in the wild that are out there, for me and have been for me, are there for my kids and their kids behind them. So, I think the tradition of hunting, the traditions that go along with that, the generational aspects of that, and bringing up the next generation into it. I mean, I think hunters get that better than anyone, and trying to preserve that is incredibly important to them. And again, while it can be controversial at times, the facts remain, that hunters, will put a lot of money into making sure that these things are there. The preservation aspect of this, I guess. It's always difficult to look at something, and especially a living creature, as and having a commoditized value to it. But in places around the world, if those things aren't, if there is no monetary value, they're killed off because they're a nuisance. I think hunters have been able to spend money, create conservation organizations to make sure that those animals and especially their habitat are around and preserved for the future. So again, the original hunters. And the original conservationists were all hunters, and I think they continue to lead the charge in that. I don't think they get nearly the credit that they deserve. But even the New York Times in the last 6 months has done multiple articles about the economic advantages, of hunting and how without hunters, habitat, certain species would be killed off, over time. And when a bastion of a sort of liberal mentality like that is actually writing pro hunting as part of conservation, that says a lot because that is a very what would be biased view in my opinion. This is someone that would love to theoretically dispel any notion of hunting the traditions thereof and get rid of it entirely. And when they're saying, well, guys, well, we have to look at this. There is a real point to it. I think that speaks incredible volumes. So I'm very proud of the work that hunters do, in conservation, both again of the game and their habitat, and that will continue to be the case. And so, for me, I like to contribute wherever I can because, I want those same opportunities and the same benefits that I've gotten out of hunting the outdoors, wild lands, to be around for my kids because those benefits have been invaluable and really shaped my life.